think when we get in big slumps and we can't get out of them, it's when we can't even visualize ourselves being on the good end of, on the good end of it. You can't even visualize yourself being effective, being productive. You can't even visualize yourself, you know, following through on something well. You can't even visualize yourself succeeding on the other side of it. Okay? And when we can't visualize ourselves doing it, we won't do it. We won't do it.
Doubts. We've all got doubts popping around our mind. You know, things that are telling us why we can't do something, things that are telling us that we shouldn't do something, things that make us fearful for taking the next step. And sometimes it actually paralyzes us so we don't actually move and we can't reach our goals. You feel stuck, you feel stagnant, and then sometimes depression sets in and you can't feel like at all that you can move forward. Okay. So I've dealt with this before. I know many of you guys and gals have probably dealt with that too. And this episode is actually a little micro episode. It's only about 6 or 7 minutes long. And what I wanted to do was I was sending a Voxer message. Voxer is an app that I use to communicate with my team and with people that we're working with. It's a voice note app. And I was sending a message back to one of my team members and friends. And he's really, really struggling with saying some things and taking the next step to really blast past these doubts that he's got in his mind. He's an amazing, smart, driven person. And I know he's got amazing, amazing things ahead of him. But he's in this spot, like many of us get, where he just can't break through. He can't break to that next step. And the big reason is, guys, like I break into this 6-minute live coaching Voxer message. You're going to actually get the recording of the message I sent back to him. When I dive into this, it's the negative thoughts that we have in our mind, and I walk through exactly how he needs to bust through those negative thoughts, and also how to completely flip around the script in his mind so those negative thoughts don't drag him down. We need to completely flip the script. So I'm going to open it up. You're going to hear me dive right into this Voxer message. It dives right in. We cut a little bit of the front of it out. Just to protect the privacy of this amazing, amazing individual. But hopefully you get some value out of this. Listen to this. If you're in the spot where you feel stuck, if you're in the spot where you have doubts that are stopping you from taking the action on whatever it is that you want to in life, hopefully this little coaching session breaks through for you.
Morning, man. Happy Tuesday, dude. Man, it's blue skies, nice sunset up here, all kinds of good stuff. Thanks for the text, man. As far as mentoring you, dude, I'd be happy and pumped to be able to shoot Voxers back and forth, man. And, you know, and hop on the phone with you every now and then too, dude, for sure. So, I think the biggest thing for you, and we all have certain things we're working on, man. I mean, mine is consistency. I'm just in general, currently not a very consistent person the day to day. I said currently because it is a mindset that I don't want to get myself thinking I'm not a consistent person, because what happens is it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that you become not consistent if you keep on saying that. And that's one thing that I would definitely suggest to you, man, that I've had to do the same thing, and I still fall into those mental traps sometimes that get you. So you have to keep on, you know, you have to keep on digging your way out of it. But that one pants episode I did, Ants in Your Pants episode, dude, if you haven't listened to that, listen to that thing, because that is critical. It's like I said, I find myself, you know, routinely several times a month just getting into just negative mindsets for some reason. There's no reason for it. Sometimes it could be that I just literally woke up a little bit later than normal and the energy was low, and then it led on to, you know, this thing that didn't go right, and this meeting that ran long, and then this and this and this, and then I miss a workout, and all of a sudden you're just negative and you're in a bad mindset, right? And it could all be tripped up by one thing. But go listen to that episode, because even reading through your text, there's definitely some like reprogramming you've got to do in your own mind. And I'm not saying you, like we all have to do it. That's why I did that during episode, because I have to continually catch myself. But the biggest thing is getting those negative thoughts out of your mind, man. Like getting every time you affirm to yourself that you're all over the place, every time you affirm to yourself that something is hard, every time you affirm to yourself, you know, the 14 reasons why something didn't happen, what happens is you're affirming and confirming to yourself that that's true, right? So you're affirming and confirming to yourself that that thing is true by saying it over and over again. It's like saying, you know, if you're, you know, racing motocross or playing baseball or whatever it is, it's like over and over saying, I'm going to strike out, I'm going to strike out, I'm going to strike out. Why do I keep on striking out? Why do I keep on striking out? And then you focus on all these weird things like fixing your swing and all these like little tiny things. I'm saying this from experience where, you know, why do I keep on, you know, hitting the ball in the air? Why do I keep on hitting the ball in the air? Why do I keep on doing this? And I start working on the swing and all these little micro things in the swing. Then I jack my swing up and I'm in this slump for months, right? And on the other side of it, I shouldn't have been talking about why my swing was bad, why I couldn't hit it good. I should have been visualizing a good hit. I should have been visualizing what a good result would look like. I should have been visualizing the feeling of walking up there to the bat, you know, to the bay, to home plate, confident. I should have been visualizing myself succeeding, not reaffirming and confirming why I'm failing, right? So that's one of the big things, man, is if you can start to adopt a process around that, start to adopt a process around reaffirming, around reconfirming, adopt a process around doing things right and visualizing yourself doing those things right, not visualizing yourself and questioning yourself on why you're doing them wrong. I think you're going to start to see like this thing lift off of your shoulders. I think you're going to start to see a light feeling in your mindset on that day. I think you're going to start to see and feel things become more easy, and the struggle, the hard things are actually going to be easier, okay? Because you know and you recognize that it's something that you're needing to work on. You know and you recognize it's something that you can get over. I think when we get in big slumps and we can't get out of them, it's when we can't even visualize ourselves being on the good end of it. You can't even visualize yourself being effective, being productive. You can't even visualize yourself, you know, following through on something well. You can't even visualize yourself succeeding on the other side of it. Okay. And when we can't visualize ourselves doing it, we won't do it. We won't do it. Okay. So that's the biggest thing, man, is start to get into the practice of visualization. Start to get into that practice and visualize yourself on the positive end of the result. When you do that, it will happen. Like I said, and also mentally, it's just this lighter feeling and you start to enjoy the process more because you already have visualized yourself in the moment that you want to succeed. Therefore, it's real to you. Therefore, you can succeed. All right. So I put that to play, man. Hopefully it works. Hopefully it helps. Let me know the results from it. But that's an everyday practice. What do you got to do every single darn day to make sure you get those automatic negative thoughts out and you put in positive, aspirational new thoughts? Just like the podcast says, man, go back and listen to my Ants in the Pants episode. How do you yank out those automatic negative thoughts and put in positive, affirmational new thoughts every single day? Get them in.
All right, guys and gals, what did you take away from that little mini coaching session? What did you take away? Are there certain negative thoughts that are holding you back? Are there certain negative thoughts that continue to creep up in your mind that are continuing to hold you back, that are continuing to make you paralyzed in taking the next step? Okay, one thing that really helps me is getting perspective. I was on a trip recently over in Dallas, and I don't remember exactly what I was reading. I was reading or talking with someone, but essentially it really made me think about perspective, right? So we're this little tiny small speck on this big old huge earth, okay? And oftentimes it's really easy for us to lock into our own little bubble, that we make everything seem way, way, way more important than it probably is, right? But when you expand it out and really realize how many people there are on this earth, and you expand out further and you look at the earth from the outside, look at a picture of the earth and just recognize, oh my gosh, look how vast this amazing, amazing earth is. My little tiny problems, my little tiny insecurities are nothing. I've only got one go around on this earth. Let me make sure that I'm eliminating every single thing in my way from living my dreams, every single thing in my way that's making me insecure about moving forward in the important stuff. Okay. So I want you to practice that. Go back and listen to that previous episode called Ants in the Pants. We got to get those ants out, guys. Get those ants out. Eliminate the automatic negative thoughts. The way that you do that is by putting in there positive, aspirational new thoughts. That's what we need to do. How do you do that? Find new routines, find new habits to help you do that every single day. It's not going to happen unintentionally. You have to be intentional with putting that in your mind, in your brain every single day. Feed your mind those positive aspirational new thoughts. Ways that I do it, when I first wake up in the morning, I take out my phone after I go drink some water and do the basic things to get rolling. I'll read some books, read some things that inspire me. Okay, I write down and review my goals. Then also, I'll take out a YouTube, I'll take out my phone, pull it to YouTube, and I usually pull up, Tony Robbins videos. So there's a channel on there that's called Law of Attraction Coaching. It has a lot of Tony Robbins videos in there, and probably 3-4 times a week I'm pulling it up and listening to it while I'm making breakfast or things like that. So make sure you also surround yourself with positive people. There's so many influences, so many people in our lives that can drag us down, and make sure that we have the right people around us, because those people around us, you've heard the quote before that you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. That doesn't just mean the physical people. That could also be the people that are influencing you. What information are you soaking in? Does the Caracast empower you and add more positive aspirational new thoughts? Amazing. Keep on listening to the Caracast. But the people directly around you, you've got to find ways to spend less and less time with those people who add negativity to your world. All right. So leverage this, use it, get the negativity out, add the positivity in. Share this episode up with people, guys, if this is helping you in any way, shape, or form. And share it with someone that you know is negative. Share it with someone that you know needs to get out of the funk. All right. We love you. Go to iTunes and please, please, please give a rating and review. If this impacted you in any way, those ratings and reviews help to spread our message, help to get it in front of more and more people so we can impact more people, help you guys have more fun in your business, help you guys have more freedom, more flexibility, make your greater impact. We'll talk soon.